Love as a friend of mine.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Breath of life is in her kiss, and a million stars touch my lips. I will fly.
You are listening to Birth of a New Earth. My name is Janice Barcello. I'm happy to be here with you all today at Republic Broadcast Network. This station is completely listener supported, and I ask you from my heart, if you are financially able, to please make a donation to the station to help keep us online. You can also feel free to make donations to me to help keep me online. Things are definitely heating up in the world, my friends, and I'm wondering how we're going to get through the financial changes that are occurring. I just received a link that PayPal, in addition to, you know, going on a banning spree recently, they banned a whole bunch of sites. They banned me many years ago. Coco, please don't do that. Sorry, I'm talking to my cat. In any event, they have a new policy right now that they are going to be fining their users $2,500 if they spread misinformation, quote unquote, and that $2,500 can be taken directly out of their PayPal account, just at PayPal's discretion. So when people register to work with PayPal, they have to agree with this kind of, you know, with this kind of thing. Any comment that you make against the LGBTQ, it should be with a P because these are pedophiles, many of them. Anything that you say about this group or any other thing that might upset the powers that shouldn't be can land you with a very steep fine from PayPal. So my suggestion is people need to move away from these Jewish-controlled organizations. I'm not sure if Peter Thiel still controls PayPal. I haven't looked into this recently, but this guy made no bones about the fact that he was receiving quote-unquote young blood in order to keep himself youthful. So this group of creatures that believe they're going to take over the earth are very keen on the use of infant blood and blood from tortured children, especially non-Jewish children, because there's adrenochrome in the blood. If people are tortured, there's so much fear and stress and adrenaline and all kinds of hormones that pour into the blood in the face of such abuse. And these creatures actually receive a high from these chemicals that are in the blood that they are consuming. So it's good to bring up the topic of infant blood, because they're stealing infant cord blood during the hospital birth process. Of course, this same cult controls the medical industry, and they have for probably 100 plus years, maybe 140 or 50 years, they've been dominating the medical establishment and have introduced all kinds of extremely satanic and torturous and poisonous procedures and drugs that are designed to destroy us, every bit of it. With respect to infant blood, the clamping and cutting of the umbilical cord directly after the baby emerges from the womb has been extensively well documented to cause harm. Now, it should be a no-brainer that the blood that is pulsing through the umbilical cord should go into the baby. That blood contains oxygen. That's how the baby has been breathing the whole time in the womb. The baby doesn't breathe while it's in the womb. It receives all of its oxygen through the umbilical blood that's pumping through the umbilical cord that's attached to the placenta, that's attached to the mother. Okay, so that blood also contains vital nutrients and stem cells that the baby needs in order to have a proper immune system development. If you cut off that blood supply, you're actually affecting the development of the lungs by cutting off the oxygen. There's so much damage that they are doing, not to mention the neurological damage from creating a hypoxic lack of oxygen situation to the baby immediately after birth. And that lack of oxygen is also occurring during the birth process itself, thanks to the use of drugs like Pitocin. And the reason Pitocin cuts off the baby's blood supply is because it creates contractions that are unrelenting and steamroller-like, one after another, with no rest in between. It's nothing like a natural birth where there is rest in between and the baby can recover. You see, these contractions compress the umbilical cord and can cut off the baby's oxygen supply, ideally temporarily, in a natural birth, but in a medicalized birth, the baby's oxygen supply can be cut off a lot and extremely unrelenting ways because of what they're doing. And this is part of the reason we have so many children with neurological damage. We have 1 in 6 children in the United States with a neurodevelopmental disability. Now, some people may want to stand back and think about that. You know, it's not normal to have 1 in 30 children autistic. None of this is normal, folks. I'm 64. When I was a child, there were no autistic children. Autism started in the 70s when they introduced ultrasound, because ultrasound also causes neurological disabilities, amongst many other things. I could spend several hours talking about the problems with ultrasound and the damage that it's doing to the children. But let me come back to the umbilical cord, okay, and the lack of oxygen that this is causing the baby, and the fact that these freaking vampires are drinking the blood. They are stealing the blood of our infants, of our newborns. And of course, the hospital sells it to the highest bidder, just like the hospital sells infant foreskins to cosmetic companies and God knows where else. They're generating income from the torture and of our children. They are trying to destroy us and our children. I can't pound this into the brains of our people enough for them to finally get it and to make the decision that they're not going to participate in this kind of sickness by marching themselves and their bodies and their babies into the medical establishment almost the minute they find out that they become pregnant. It's a big mistake, folks. It's a huge mistake. I'm going to be, I'm actually teaching a webinar on the 19th for people who are interested in the dark side of prenatal care. So we can talk about some of the things that they're doing while our babies are in the womb and pretending that they're trying to do something good. Just the opposite is true. Now, there might be a few people left in the medical establishment that actually are trying to do good. But my sense is, if people haven't left the medical establishment by now, okay, either they're completely zombified and brain dead because they haven't seen the evil, or they are willfully participating in the evil. There's only two choices. You either have to be mentally defective and not see what's going on, or willfully participating in it. Anybody left in the medical establishment needs to be approached with much trepidation and caution, because almost everything that they do is causing harm. And in fact, it is designed to cause harm. So I think it's high time that we get that. I do want to also say, with respect to the drinking of the blood, I mean, this is really nothing new in terms of what the Jews have been doing. I actually found a video from 1933. It was filmed in Chicago, of a Jewish ritual. It was a child sacrifice ritual. I posted it on my BitChute channel and my Brighteon channel, so people could see. There was probably at least 100,000 Jews there, all participating in the ritual of offering infants to one of their gods called Baal, B-A-A-L. And there's no question that this has been going on for centuries. This is why the Jews have been kicked out of every single country in which they have resided at one time or another. They are expelled because they are wicked. This is wicked, evil stuff. And it's been going on for way too long, and it's time for us at this stage of the game to understand that this is going on and to make moves to protect ourselves and especially our children, because they're going for the children. They're not hiding it anymore. They're right there in the schools, my friends. Pedophiles supposedly teaching our children about the benefits of having sex with adults, about the benefits of disowning their white identity, about the benefits of having surgical alteration of their genitals. This is what literally 5-year-old children are being taught in school. In the United States, in other countries like Russia, they're not having any of this. None. And in fact, Putin came right out and said, the people running the West are Satanists. What they're doing, especially around the whole sexual dysfunction that they're pushing, is 100% satanic. And this stuff is not permitted in countries where their leadership actually has a concern for the people of the country. That's not the case in America. And it's not been the case in America for quite some time. So going to the voting booths is not going to change things, because these are not elections. If you haven't realized that yet, it's time you did. There are no such thing as elections. There are only selections. Whoever they want to put into the office, that's what they do. And we have over 100 dual Israeli-American creatures with citizenship in both countries controlling our Congress. Their allegiance is not to the American people. I got a bulletin for everybody. It is not. They're there to destroy everything that we hold in our hearts to be good, to be beautiful, to be worthy of preservation. They seek to destroy it. Now, some people may call me a racist because I speak about these issues. I'm a realist. We need to be realistic about the situation we find ourselves in. Okay? If we do not address what they are trying to do to us and to our earth, we don't really have much hope of survival. And our children are in great danger at this time. They have been for a while, you know, at least since the medical takeover. Our children have been in danger. We have to understand this so that we can rise up. I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to rise up. We're not very organized, certainly not anywhere near as organized as this group of entities who operate from a hive mind. They're very organized, and they can, because they're constantly receiving the information from, it's like an AI system that communicates with them about what they need to do next in order to take over the earth. This is really happening. People might think I'm even insane, in addition to claiming I'm a racist and an anti-Semite. Hey, friends, Jews, most Jews are not even Semites. That's how mind screwed we've been, that we think Jews are Semites. They're not. Palestinians are actually true Semites. Did you know that? Most Jews are not. I have nothing against Semites. I got a problem with Jews. And I'm not raised this way. Believe you me, I had a Jewish stepfather. He's no longer in a body because the radiation took him out. All right? But I grew up with a Jewish stepfather. I grew up with many, many Jews around me. I never had a second thought in terms of having any negative feelings towards Jewish people in general. What I'm saying to you now is coming from a place of extremely deep research and a very clear understanding at this point of what is actually going on, who is behind it, and the fact that they are after the white race primarily. And when they're done wiping us up, wiping us out, they're going to go for the rest of the Gentiles. Because that is their programming. That is what they are designed to do. That is why they are here. And we have to get this. You know, speaking of kicking them out, how they keep getting kicked out of every country, I recently came across an article that the University of California at Berkeley, their School of Law, has established a Jew-free zone on campus. This particular piece of Berkeley School of Law is fighting for Palestinian rights, and they don't want Jews involved in what they're trying to do. They don't want to let Jews into their space. This is also what happened in Germany when Hitler came to power. Hitler was not afraid to speak about the Jewish issue because the Jews had destroyed Germany and they had declared war against Germany. And this is why Hitler rose to power, unafraid to speak about how he had come to hate them himself, and unafraid to speak about what they had done to his people and to his country, and his commitment to restoring Germany, which he promptly did. Within just a few years, Germany was booming with extremely joyful people. There is no leader on this earth that has ever been more loved than Adolf Hitler. And these are the facts. And I've also got a video on my BitChute channel and my Brighteon channel to show people what it was like in Hitler's Germany and the love that these people had for their leader. Why? Because he actually cared about them. He cared about that country. He cared about the land. He cared about the animals. They banned vivisection. They banned animal experimentation. Hitler's Germany is nothing like what we've been told, because our history has been told by the Jews, and they've fed us a bunch of horseshit. And I know I got people out in my audience going, oh, she curses on air. That's so bad. Maybe it is bad. Sorry. I don't mean to be bad. I mean to express my feelings. We've been lied to on the most extraordinarily extreme scale, like beyond what most people can conceive of. So now we see it beginning in the United States, where college campuses or law school campuses are designating Jew-free zones. We've got other organizations in the United States also fighting for Jew-free zones. And it's, you know, we really need to do this, because we can't coexist with the group of people that has as its goal to destroy us. See, that's not, you cannot reconcile that. There's no way. They can pretend for only so long that that's not what they're trying to do. And now they're done pretending, and it's all right in our face. Yes, we are trying to destroy whites. That's why we're funding all this immigration or migration of dark-skinned people into white countries. That's why they're doing it, so that white people will start interbreeding with darker-skinned races and breed themselves out of existence. You know, If we want to look at the Creator's design, there are several different races on the earth, and each race probably has something specific that it's designed to do, including a race of beings that is here on this earth that was not designed by our Creator, but is a hybrid species that is designed to destroy. But the other races, you know, they all have their purpose. They all have their place on the earth. They all have their gifts. There's a soul potential in each race. Okay, these are, I know, for lack of a better word, these are soul groups. Okay? And when we interbreed with other races, I think we are weakening the purity of our racial bloodlines. And this diminishes the gifts that the Creator has designed for us to bring to this earth and to experience while we're here on the earth. So I'm not saying this because I have a problem with blacks or browns or reds or yellows. That's not why I'm saying this, because I think what I'm saying goes for every race. When you interbreed, you are diluting the purity and the potency of your race. And that's what the Jews want. They want a weakened, brown-skinned race to be all over the earth. They don't want any, you know, affiliation with culture, with racial culture, with, you know, the culture that we come from in whatever country we're from. They want it wiped off the earth because they want beings here who are diluted and easy to control. Bottom line, that's what this push for interracial mixing is all about. And it's not healthy for any of the races to be engaged in it. I mean, love is love. If you meet somebody and you love them and they're of another race, you got to go with love. You know what I'm saying? It's, you can't turn your back on love. But I do think a lot of people have zero self-esteem, a zero sense of their own potency and power and potential, and pretty much settle for anything in order to have somebody to be with. And I see this all the time. People are hurting. They're hurting for love, and they'll accept very shadowy expressions of love that are, in other words, they're not with the one who was really designed for them. They're in a false union, and many of these unions will end up breaking apart because they are false. And I have people in my circle who are of mixed race, you know, who have expressed to me their pain about being of mixed race because they don't know which group to identify with. They don't know what their real history is or where they belong or where they fit in. And this causes them pain, and this would be particularly true in the teenage years, you know, when people are trying to develop an identity. Teenagers and young adults, all right, struggle with an interracial identity. So don't buy into the propaganda. Don't watch television. I don't know why people watch television. I gave mine up in 1989. I haven't watched TV at all. I don't own a TV because I understand who controls it, because I understand what they're trying to do in terms of mind controlling us. And now, you know, what do we see? I mean, even if I, you know, I recently went to buy some of that herbal hair coloring, because I am turning pretty gray. People think I'm balding. I'm not balding. My hair is white up there. So I'm turning pretty gray, and I go to buy this herbal hair coloring. And it used to be there was a white person on the front. Okay? That's not the case now. They're changing all the labels to brown people or what looks like a mixed race person. And this is all part of the normalization of interbreeding. And I'll tell you what, I mean, there was an interview with Howard Rosenthal in the 1970s, I think that interview took place, during which he said, we're going to have your people interbreeding when the time is right. You will be breeding with other races in order to, you know, support Jewish power. Howard Rosenthal was killed promptly after the interview. It's one of the most important interviews anybody could ever read. All right, it's the thing that turned me around completely to realize we got a serious problem here. Because I had been getting links from people for, you know, I'll be back, folks, because I hear the music is starting to play. I'll be back talking about those links people were sending me in just a short time. Stick around. This forever until the sky falls down on me.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Democrats want to control everything. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Democrats in New Jersey are proposing 2 bills forbidding retail warehouse chains such as Costco and Sam's Club from limiting gasoline sales to members. One lawmaker said, "I see gasoline the same as I would seafood or energy bills or anything. I think it's a public access." A former New Jersey governor said, "Last time I checked, that's a commodity. What's going on here?" Hey, geniuses, those warehouse clubs sell food, too. So next you'll demand that the membership be free and open the stores to everyone. Members pay the annual membership fee in order to get the members-only prices. They are not some discriminatory secret society that needs to be broken up. Anybody can become a member. For the sake of all things good in America, get government out of businesses. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. You're here at Birth of a New Earth with Janice Barcello at Republic Broadcast Network. Please, folks, donate. I can't ask you from a more deep place that we need support. RBN needs support. I need support. We definitely need your help in order to keep going. So please do help us. I want to pick up where I left off, and I've got 2 callers, so bear with me just a minute here. I left off saying that I had been receiving links from people for at least a year and a half about the Jewish issue, and I refused to look at them for a long time. I was just like, these people are racist. I will not pay attention to this stuff. I just can't believe how horrible people are. And then finally, I read the Howard Rosenthal interview, which I recommend everybody read. And if you want a link to that interview, please go ahead and email me at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com. And I will send you that link so that you can read the interview. That is the interview that turned me around and enabled me to see that we have a problem and we need to look at it and to pay attention to it. Okay, with that, let's bring on Chance in West Virginia.
Yes, hello, Janice. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Chance.
Janice, your first half hour was so powerful. You are a firecracker. Let me tell you, everything you said should be obvious and inescapable to people at this point in time. And as far as the occasional cuss word, you know what I have to say to these fools? If they don't have enough righteous anger where they're more concerned over an occasional cuss word, that shows me that these people are full of crap, they can't be relied upon, and if they come to me when they're starving for a piece of bread, I will deny them. If they're more offended by an occasional cuss word than they are about getting stuck in the arm with a needle, having their door kicked in at 5 in the morning in a rage, being starved, being frozen, then they are utter cowards. And therefore, I will not help them in a time of need. As a matter of fact, I feel endangered by them for their stupidity. This is why I don't like people like that around me. If you have to make a change, you have to start with righteous anger. And if delicate ears are so offended by an occasional cuss word, that shows me that these people are wusses, they're useless, and there's no point even talking to them.
Let me make it clear, Chance. There was only one or two people from the audience that felt compelled enough to email me about cursing on the air.
Well, that's one or two too many. In my book, that's one or two too many. Tell them to go listen to Captain Kangaroo, for Christ's sake. I mean, we're in a time now where all our lives are in danger. And if their delicate ears are so set, now I'm not saying go and curse every other word, of course not. But change starts with righteous anger. And if these wimps, wussies, get more offended by words than they do by what's happening to them, I say, good riddance. And with that, God bless you. Keep up the good work, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Chance. I'm glad I could give you an opportunity to vent your righteous anger, because you're right. We do need to be angry. And I guess anger is a step up, you know, above complete feelings of helplessness and disempowerment, which I think a lot of people are also feeling right now. So anger is definitely a step up, because from there you can channel that anger into action, into useful action. And this is part of why I have a radio show right now, because I'm channeling the anger into righteous action by trying to alert people to the danger. Quince from Florida, are you on the line?
It resonated with me when you said you don't have a TV, because I gave mine up about 40 years ago.
Yeah, right.
And my relatives and other people I know just think I am completely out of my mind. But well, I'm not. Yeah. It's there that they're out of their minds.
Well, it's true. Their minds are, you know, there's a really good meme with somebody sitting in front of a TV, and there's a level above the television with a Jewish person sitting on a toilet, and there's a pipe going from the toilet into the television watcher's brain. That's what you're getting when you watch TV, is Jewish poison. It's shit. Yes, I cursed there, again.
That's so
literally
true.
That's literally what it is.
There's a great line. It's the punchline from the film One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest. It's when the main character, played by Jack Nicholson, discovers that these guys that are in this nut house are all voluntaries. He's going, are you kidding me? You guys are voluntary? Are you crazy? You're no more crazy than the average guy out there in the street. Come on! He's dumbfounded, and that's the way I feel about America. We have a national case of Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Stepford Wives Syndrome. People are completely under mind control.
There's a really great book. In closing, I'll just close with this. I mention this to people to waken them up. There's a great book by Wayne Mattson. It's an encyclopedic book about some of the companies that are owned by the CIA, and some of them are massive corporations, big-time corporations that are involved in every function of society. And these companies don't function as businesses. They're all part of a nonstop gaslighting psyop. The covert gaslighting psyop operation that's run by globalists. So it's a pleasure to hear you on the radio. Everything you're saying is just resonating with me to the core, and I appreciate you being there.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your appreciation. You don't know how much. Thank you, Quince. Take care. All right, we've got two more callers, and then I'm going to ask for people to keep the calls on hold till next week because there's a couple more things I wanted to cover. Murph from Wisconsin, what do you want to share?
Oh, hi, Denise.
Hi.
Yeah, the Harold Wallace Rosenthal, which you can find, Hidden Tyranny, it's all over the web. You can find it all different places, but ironically, they won't let it be played in a human voice on YouTube or anywhere. There's a kind of mechanical voice that'll read it. Rick Adams used to play. But I have it practically memorized because I'm always quoting it everywhere, the different parts of it. It's amazing. And there was no picture of this guy until, I guess it was July 2015, popped up on the web, and Henry Macko had it on his site.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah, okay, you've seen that, right. And I wonder sincerely if he was actually killed. Yeah, he may have been. He may have been. Or he may be just too useful to be that brash. That's how they like him.
I have no doubt he was killed because the stuff that he shared in the 1970s.
Yes, but see, they like this. That's the thing we don't get. They are that brash and that awful. They want it in your face. They probably had another place for him to work. And they built a fellowship in his name in D.C. so they can make a whole bunch of more little Harolds.
You know, it's a good point you're making because this group has, you know, they have rules that they have to play by. And certain, there's something called revelation of the method where they have to tell you ahead of time what they're going to do. And if you don't object, then they say that they have your consent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have to say no. If you don't say no, they have your consent, and then they can't be held spiritually liable. So Rosenthal may have been part of the revelation of the method because he certainly, certainly shared the method that they were going to be using. Let me say one more thing, and then I'll let you finish, okay? He worked as an administrative assistant to Senator Jacob Javits.
Yeah, and that's whose picture they'd always show. Whenever you see it, like in Europa and stuff, you know, it has Jacob Javits' picture because they didn't have one of him.
Let me finish my thought about that, too, is that Javits was one of the main people to introduce immigration into the United States, like open immigration laws. Of course, Javits was a Jew. Rosenthal was a Jew. This has been planned out since the 60s or 70s at least.
Oh, way before that.
Yeah.
60s or 70s of the 1300s.
Yeah, I mean, and you'll find even that, you know, we're told that the white people are responsible for bringing blacks to this country for slavery. In fact, the Jews owned the slave ships.
Yep.
And it's really, slavery is really a Jewish habit. They'll turn it around and say that they were slaves, like they were Egyptian slaves. This is bunk. It's bunk. They've been enslaving people and animals for centuries.
They have no morals.
Huh?
No, they have no morals. Amoral. No morals. You can see it clearly. They're pushing this thing about mutilating children.
Yes,
how grotesque is that?
Well, they've been doing it since, in the United States, at least with circumcision.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay? Oh, yes. Denise, I'm very familiar. And in fact, you said something one time about when, you know, one of your talks, and you were saying something about being a, you know, being in your grandmother's, you know, one of her eggs, you know, and you're there and kind of looking around and stuff. And, you know, it hit me because I had this memory when I was 15. I walked back of a young fella in school, you know, that I hadn't met, but heard he liked me. And there was like a magnetic attraction on first my left side and then my right. Never felt anything like this before or since. And it just stuck in my mind. But when you said that, that was our children. That eventually was our children. It had a magnetic attraction to him. Those eggs, you know. I mean, we are so deep. We don't realize what wonderful creatures we are. And it gets down to Christ or Antichrist. Germany was Christian. This is why they went after him. And this is why they're going after whites, because that's where the Christians are. Whether you like Christianity or not, it's the principles, the moral principles.
They don't hate whites because of Christianity. They hate whites because they view whites as their biggest threat.
Well, it's
and
both.
There's a spiritual battle going on between the forces of love and the forces of evil. And the white
Denise,
race. Yes, wait, let me finish, please, Meredith. Let me finish my thought.
Sure.
I don't interrupt you. Okay, the white race is symbolic of the forces of good, purity, and love. It's the antithesis of the forces of evil. They want us gone. They want us wiped from the earth. And if they don't get us wiped from the earth, they want to pollute our race with their own seed and with the seed of other races in order to degrade the purity of the white race. What else do you want to say? And then I got to take another call.
Okay. I just wanted to add to what you were saying about, this is why I called in, about the hidden tyranny with Harold Wallace Rosenthal, interviewed by Walter White in 1979, or they held everything up till 79, but in there he does say mongrelization. That's exactly what they want to do. And when he ends it, you know, White asks him about being the chosen people or whatever. He says, oh, yeah, we're the chosen people. Jews don't want to admit it. Most Jews don't want to admit it, but our God is Lucifer, and he's very much alive. And he was squirming like a chameleon, you know, constantly. How they do, the most perfidious race. They lie about everything. Hitler said, you know, while they're talking, they're lying. They'll throw out words and bring them back again. You know, I can get the exact quote, but yeah. So it's been like this all along, and right now they're doing Putin as Hitler. You know, whether he's Jewish partly or whatever, they're using him in that same capacity because they're still trying to bring about their Jew world order. You know?
And it's ridiculous because they even compared Trump to Hitler. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. No leader at this time on the earth can compare to the brilliant, amazing, love-filled leadership that Adolf Hitler brought to Germany. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
Good. Okay? I'm not either. And you know all this stuff about Mengele wasn't true either. You know, they say all this stuff about the medical stuff they did. Well, right now they're trafficking children. That's one of the worst things. That is the worst thing. Yeah, they have usury, and what they do is just horrible. But they actually sacrifice children. I mean, there have been cases all through time. In 57, three boys out near Chicago, they found their corpses. You know, they do these ritual satanic murders. Columbus was Zarco, a Jew from Cuba, Portugal. They have a statue to him there. Okay? He took the name Christopher. That was the last child they had killed, Christian child they had tortured and killed, okay? So his birthday, October 12th, I mean his Columbus Day, October 12th, is actually Aleister Crowley's birthday. So what's that tell you?
Exactly.
It's Satanist.
I gotta
all righty. Thank you, ma'am.
Wrap it up, because we got another caller.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much, Mir. You're making some great points. Before we go to Paul, I want to say something about this ritual murder, because there's a Sephardic Jew named Ariel Toaff, T-O-A-F-F, who's written a book about Jewish ritual murder, and he has come clean. You know, he did an analysis of one of the murders, the child murders from the 15th century, of Saint Simon of Trent, who they jab these children in certain places to create symbols with the puncture marks. They drain their blood. They use the blood for their rituals. Interestingly enough, all right, this guy said that certain strains of Ashkenazi Jews, they practice ritual murder, in some cases to acquire powdered blood, which they believed helped to stop the bleeding of circumcised penises. Okay, so I want you to think about that logic. We're going to genitally torture and mutilate infant boys, take their foreskins off, and then we're going to murder other children in order to get the blood, to powder the blood, and to patch the damaged penis with powdered blood from a sacrificed child. But first we'll suck the blood off the penis. In some Jewish sects, they really do this. They suck the blood off the mutilated penis. They give babies herpes, and babies die. Because, you know, you're not supposed to put your mouth on an open wound if you got herpes. But, hello, I digress. Okay, Paul, what do you want to say?
Well, I wanted to give you the stamp of approval for the first, you know, half hour and even the rest of the show. I must say, I know of you. I've heard you before. This is the first show I've listened to from beginning to end. I also know of some of your collaboration with Sophia Smallstorm.
Yeah.
I first met her in 2011. And I want to say, Janice, that it was probably one of the most, there's so much material to cover and so many things you could say, but it was a very concise, logical, powerful synopsis done in a very a firm but a feminine voice. And I get around the radio dial a little bit for years, and I know Chance called and gave you the same sort of praise, and I wanted to say to Chance, why don't you tell us how you really feel, Chance?
Well,
but I wanted to give you kudos for your material, your tone, your inflection, your delivery. It was excellent. And the hardest people to get to wake up, in my opinion, Janice, is both women and Christians.
Yes.
A lot of Christians are completely blind to this stuff. And I had an experience recently with one of these get-togethers, a mask protest demonstration run out of the Calvary Church around here. It's a big to-do and where I live here in San Jose. And I was talking with a couple of people, and it didn't take long before I was, you know, kind of holding a little court, and this woman was engaging me, and I went there. You know, I went to the so-called Jewish question, which the Germans were clear about it was a problem, not a question. And she's like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can go there. I go, do what? I'm telling you the truth, the historical accuracy. She
yeah.
goes, no, I just can't. And she literally turned her back and walked away from me just because I mentioned, you know, these people and what they're doing. And I think what probably did it was when I said that the Germans were basically the good guys, and that kind of pushed her over the edge. But
it's so true. It is so true. I mean, thank you, Paul, for bringing this up, because even General Patton, most people know who General Patton is. Okay, he came right out and said we fought on the wrong side of the war. Germany was trying to stop communism. Russian communism. Russian communism being Jewish Bolshevism. All right? Communism is Jewish from start to finish. And Germany was trying to stop it.
And I'll put a finer point on it, Janice. They were trying to stop what we are experiencing right now, today.
Exactly.
That's what they were trying to stop. And this is becoming more and more obvious, and I actually am using this. And in many cases, I would say more than 50% of the cases, people have no problem with it. They nod their heads. And I know they're not as educated as you or I, but for Christ's sake, when you just take a little bit of look at history, not only was it written about, and not only were there artist depictions of this ritual child murder and sacrifice, Europeans put it in stone statuary. You can see this depicted in stone.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
So these people, and I'll end with this, and again, I just wanted to call in and say, you did an excellent job today. I don't know if you've talked about on this topic before, but what I heard was some of the best, you know, delivery and presentation of a concise, you know, summation on your part that I've heard in a really long time. And I give you my compliments. And I'll just leave it with this: people are under the mistake that Jews are just white people, but they're a different religion. No.
No.
The same way as blacks are not white people with black skin. No. Said it well. We're all unique. We're all part of God's creation, but we are made differently, and we should remain separate as much as possible. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you, Paul. My ego is so big, I'm not sure it's going to get through the door with all the compliments I'm getting today. Thank you very much, people, for appreciating what I'm sharing, because I have to say, I know what I'm saying is controversial. I know what I'm saying may throw a lot of people back and like, whoa, what, you know, what's going on with this woman? There's a lot of, there is hatred toward me because of the things that I say, but they have to be said. This has to be said. This has to be addressed. It has to be talked about because we need to save ourselves. And Paul is right. Women and Christians in particular are the hardest to wake up. We have Zionist Christians in this country. Christians who are, you know, supportive of Israel and who believe that the Jews are the chosen race. What did Murr say to us earlier? Howard Rosenthal came right out and said, most Jews do not like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer, and we are his chosen people. Do you understand? Are you receiving me? Okay? They do not hesitate to tell you who they are and what they are. They're not just white people, my friends. They have their children learning songs about, I'm not white, I'm Jewish. I'm not white, I'm Jewish. And the Jewish children will sing all about how they're not white. They're Jewish. Well, what does that mean? You go back to program number 4, I think it was now, where I talk about who are these beings? What are these beings who have so much evil in their hearts that they would bring so much pain and suffering to so many innocent beings? Not just whites. And not just humans. The animals are suffering. The medical establishment is wicked evil. The scientific community that is affiliated with medicine is wicked evil to the core. I talk about this in my birth trauma book, which everybody should read. Please go to my website at birthofanewearth.com. Check out my books. The birth trauma book is available. I could really use, let me say this, financial support to get copies of my ultrasound book, which deals with the radiation. Okay, not just from ultrasonic radiation, but wireless radiation, one of their greatest weapons against us and against the earth. In fact, do you know that the ionizing radiation symbol is actually a symbol of the Luciferian conquest of this earth? That's according to Manly P. Hall, you know, high-level Freemason. That's what the radiation symbol symbolizes. It's the Luciferian conquest of the earth. Are we going to let it happen? Or are we going to rise up, people? Drop the phones, drop the wireless, get yourself connected through wired stuff. Ask me for help. Come to my website, birthofanewearth.com. Please donate, friends, to me and this station. Please, we need your help. And the music's playing already. I'll be back next week. God bless you all and protect us all from this wicked evil. Much love. Bye, everybody.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.